Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Here's a quote. It appears many staff across the site may not have the standards to know what good actually is. The plant seems overwhelmed just trying to run the station. Well, that quote is from an email written by Donald Jackson, chief of operations of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Northeast region, and he's talking about the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. NRC inspectors are currently at Pilgrim, and they are struggling to interpret all the troubles they're seeing, according to the email, which was first reported by the Cape Cod Times. And those troubles include broken equipment that never gets fixed, equipment such as boron panels in the cooling pool where Pilgrim stores its spent nuclear fuel rods. The pool is designed to hold 880 fuel assemblies. Entergy Corp., which owns and runs Pilgrim, is storing more than 2,800 assemblies in that pool. And as Cape Cod Times reporter Christine Legere told us, the boron panels could deteriorate in a year.
If they deteriorate and they're not doing their jobs, it takes as few as, four spent fuel assemblies that are highly radioactive. And if they are touching, they can ignite. And that's why these panels prevent that from happening. They prevent fission from occurring. The pool can heat up when fission occurs. All of the water in it evaporates, and the water is necessary to keep that radioactive material contained. If it evaporates, the overheating would cause a fire.
Now, if I understand correctly, inspectors from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are at Pilgrim right now, and they're expected to wrap up the latest round of inspections today. Is that true?
It is. They're just taking a break for the holiday. They'll be back for a final week in mid-January to complete this, what they're calling the Phase C inspection there. And it's being done because the plant is one of the poorest performers in the country.
Does the NRC believe the situation with the panels is an urgent one?
The NRC says that it's a known entity in the industry. They are requiring that the plant owners shift around the rods that are in there, keeping the hottest of the rods and the most radioactive away from these areas that have the boron disintegrating on them. In some cases, they can use sleeves or these blades to keep the spent fuel away from that area. And that's what they're doing, basically. Yeah, it's kind of, we're watching it. That's what they are basically saying at this point.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the email that you and the Cape Cod Times reported on earlier this week. It was an in-house email sent to the NRC. Sent by whom?
It was sent by their team of 20 inspectors. It was the inspector, the leader of the inspection team, giving kind of a status update after a little more than a week on site of what he had observed. It's actually a number of pages long. He had a lot of observations.
Well, and it seems as if what they've observed is pretty disturbing. I mean, they've observed that the plant seems overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by what?
They say overwhelmed by simply keeping it up and running. Pilgrim has a lot of issues with aging equipment, and it was noted in there that the fixes that were done were sometimes just inadequate, and sometimes things weren't fixed at all, and they might put it in a report that they noticed that a valve wasn't functioning, and it might go a year before it ever even gets into their action plan to get it working.
Well, and part of the reason why it seems as if the NRC is saying that the staff at Pilgrim are overwhelmed, they question their basic areas of knowledge, right? There's a quote here that says, the engineering group appears unprepared to answer all of the questions being posed by the inspection team. And that fact, says the email writer, leads him to question their level of knowledge.
Yes, he used it, the term scientific acumen. I think that, that's pretty scary. He was saying the specialists aren't really that good at what they do. They don't seem to fully understand.
Okay. Another quotation from the email has to do with, quote, the corrective actions in the recovery plan seem to have been hastily developed and implemented. Now, the recovery plan, is that regarding what Entergy and Pilgrim would do in the event of a emergency at the plant?
No, what it is the NRC is requiring them to put together a plan to demonstrate how they're going to dig out of this, bottom level in their performance. So that action plan is, okay, here are the issues, and this is what we're going to do.
I see. And he goes on to say some of those corrective actions have been circumvented as they were deemed too hard to complete. We are observing current indications of a safety culture problem that a bunch of talking probably won't fix.
Right.
So that is quite a serious charge. What is the NRC saying to you now that this email has been made public?
The NRC says that the inspection is not complete, that this was just, some raw data and quick observations thrown together, that there's more to be done, and that we will know what the outcome is 45 days after they wrap up, because that's the time frame they have, so sometime late February.
And how is Entergy responding? I mean, these emails coming from some inspectors at the NRC are questioning Pilgrim staff's basic level of competence and the culture of safety there. So what does Entergy have to say?
They pretty much always have the same quote, which is, we hold to very high standards of excellence and we are working very hard to bring our plant back up to a level that's considered, not just satisfactory, but better than that.
Mm. Well, we have a statement here from Entergy that pretty much says something similar. Quote, "We have worked hard to address the issues that led to station performance decline and look forward to demonstrating to the NRC that we have made significant progress in these areas through the inspection process." Again, that's a statement from Entergy, which owns and runs the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. But Christine, just for context here, Pilgrim has been shut down in the past, right?
Oh, yes. It's been shut down in recent years since Entergy's owned it, but it was shut down for nearly 3 years back in the 80s for all of these equipment problems, failures to follow through. They had emergency shutdowns right and left. And so, yeah, it's been a troubled plant.
Now, just a couple little basic reminders to folks. The design of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant is the same as the one at Fukushima, Japan, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. One would think that just that fact alone would make people make the NRC and Entergy itself pay even closer attention than they might have normally done so. And in addition, it was just last year that Entergy announced that they are going to shut down Pilgrim completely in May of 2019. So is there any possibility, or is it too early to speculate about whether Entergy might shut Pilgrim down even before that?
Well, they have historically said that they won't, but I think if you look at the facts, they're going to refuel this spring, which is almost $100 million to accomplish that. They are going to have to adhere to the letter that they'll get from the NRC ordering them to fix everything that they find that's wrong there, which could, again, cost many millions of dollars. So, I mean, you have to kind of look at the facts and say, maybe they will say, okay, we're going to shut down in February.
Well, Christine Legere is a reporter for the Cape Cod Times. We've got a link to her reporting about the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. The links are at our website, radioboston.org. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.